I thank the distinguished ambassador of Iran. He's absolutely right. We are going to have a procedural report agreed to by all state parties. In addition to that, I have been mandated by the MSP of last December to produce a summary record under my own responsibility, which would be an attachment to the procedural report we agreed to. And this is it. And we are not negotiating at this stage anything on the working papers. At the same time, the whole rationale behind this extended preparatory process is to start to work early on and not to leave everything for the review conference itself. So nothing prevents state parties between Friday, when we adopt the procedural report and my summary attached to it, to take advantage of the time in September and October before we come back for the review conference to informally talk to each other and to see how the various approaches could be brought closer to each other. But we are not speaking about negotiations as any text or any concrete proposal. So I hope this is our common understanding. If that is the case, and no one else is asking for the floor under this sub-item, I would like to move on to the next one, which is the future program of work and the intersessional program we have had. Before I open the floor for any delegation, I would like to remind you that at our request, the ISU have prepared two documents which are related to this. The first one is common understandings reached by the meeting of states parties during the intersessional program held from 2012 to 2015. And this is available as an official document, bwc.conference.roman8/pc/5. And the other one is the financial implications of proposals for follow-on action after the 8th review conference, which is also available as an official document, bwc.conference.roman8/pc/6. With that, I open the floor. For the time being, we do not have any request, so I wonder whether any delegation would like to speak about this. The United Kingdom first. You have the floor, sir.